My father had left the railway and was employed by the Battersea Borough Council, you know, across, we faced the stables.
Mm.
And the, because they had, the Battersea Borough Council had a rich collection of cart horses at the time, and he was what was known as a strapper. That is, he used to have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and go and get the horses ready to start for the men to go out for the day, you know, with the dust collection and the water carts and sewerage carts and so on that was done, you know. His job was to get the, get there at 4 o'clock to get the horses ready for the start, and then he used to go back in the evenings at 4 till 8 at night to bed them down and get their
So was he working continuously, or did he then have a break at home for a few hours?
No, he had a break at home, you know, in this period.
Yeah. So it was just about he was living quite near.
Well, what was what interests me in retrospect about that period was, you know, the relationship of yourself as a child in the family. I can remember, although my father, we lived opposite, I used to live at number, whether it was 45 or I can't remember the number, but right facing these stables. Now these stables where the horses used to go in, the old building is still there. I've been there recent years really to just to see it again as I saw it in childhood. Where the stables, they used to be a ramp, the horses used to be kept upstairs and downstairs, you see. These great big weighing tons, but great big marvellous horses they were. And it used to be a thing to go to Regent's Park to display these horses once a year at a Regent Park horse show. My mother used to make rosettes at home, you know, for the horses, and they used to have a lot of brassware, and my father used to clean the brass and so on.